Proverbs 6, verses 1 through 11. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Go, humble thyself, and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. God is not impressed with talk. He values action. God is not impressed with speeches and sermons. He wants to see follow through. One of the most important and foundational things in life to become a godly man is to be a man of your word. If you tell someone you're going to do something, then do it. If you say you're going to meet someone at a certain time, then be there. It doesn't matter how much it hurts, how much sleep you lose, or how humbling it is. We absolutely must become men and women of our word. And it doesn't matter who you give your word to, whether it's your best friend or a total stranger. If we are to become like Christ, then our word must be true. Otherwise, we will find ourselves falling into many traps and falling prey to the devil's attacks. The next thing we must learn is how to take care of business. We must learn diligence, consistency, persistence, and how to do the right things at the right times. There's no room for laziness. There's no room for slacking off. There's no room for slumbering. There's no room for last-second preparations. Solomon says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest." God wants his people to not have to depend on being given a job or to be employed by others. He wants us to learn how to handle our own business, how to be effective, efficient, and productive without having to answer to another human. We should learn to do what's right in his eyes. We should learn to prepare for the hard times to come. We must learn this lesson. These two things are two vital things to becoming men and women of God: being true to our word, no matter what the cost, and being efficient and productive in business, without any human oversight. Otherwise, many snares and poverty await us. Let us be good sons and daughters, and learn to walk in these ways of wisdom. Proverbs 6, verses 1 through 11.